This poem was inspired by the Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering. One of the activities that they set up for the poets every year is to invite us to write a poem based on the annual poster art that's part of their advertising. That year, the picture was of a cowboy propped up against his saddle. I like to think that it was at the end of the day. It was a beautiful oil painting by George Malnar. So in that, I could picture this guy, and, you know, paper's probably scarce. He would either have a tally book in his pocket, or possibly he would have a scrap of paper from his monthly visit to town of the hotel stationery. And I just started thinking about, so where do these poems come from? I'd heard stories from my cowboy friends, but I wanted to give the gentleman in this poster art his own story, and that's where the poem "Thanks for the Poem" came from. He'd been wrestling a mood that set him to brood and trying to figure what his life trails about. But instead of just fretting to a poem, he starts setting some rhymes to help sort it all out. At the head of the sheet was the name and the street where he bathes and beds down when in town. And though the pages were white when he started to write, they've now become more a finger-smudged brown. For the lines, they come slow, and the cowboy don't know when his next inspiration might hit. So he carefully pens even his least unction when a piece to this rote puzzle might fit. It's a tally he's taken as each new day's breaking that he fashions to a rhyme in his head. Then, in dusk's fading light, he commences to write his trail's account, which till now had gone unsaid. There's some thoughts that fly by with but a heartbeat to try to lasso it and dally up with his pen into a simply put line set to meter and rhyme how he feels when a new day begins. Other thoughts plod along, not much flash, but so strong about the ties his life holds with this soil, with the hills and the rain, this grass-covered plain, making pleasure from what others call toil. Now, this daily subjection to his written reflection and anecdotes current and past had in time reached such number that one night, fighting slumber, he set to reading them all, first to last. And as the verses unwound him, sitting there on the ground, he took to seeing his life like his rhymes. For if the tale's to be told, it needs be taken in its whole to make sense, not just verse at a time. For though life's lived bit by bit, to make sense out of it, the trail needs be judged in its whole. There'll be drought, there'll be rain, maybe glory and some shame, but the end of life's trail is its goal. Now, that thought brought a grin. For now the blowdown he's in didn't seem where he'd always need roam. And with a glint in his eye, he tipped his hat to the sky and told his maker, "Thanks for the poem."